We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 10:04 on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. How are you?
Doing well, and happy birthday to this cat, Mr. Cy Kernan of The Fix, who turned 62 years old today.
Very nice, very nice. Our first story of the day is an update on a story that we spent some time on earlier this week. I was looking to see if this guy put out, had been interviewed by anyone, but it looks like it's just a statement that he put out. And this was the story of the runner who is accused of groping a reporter on live TV. This was the one that we, this was the WSAV reporter, Alex Bozarian's butt. She was hit while she was out doing a live report. And the guy that did it now is speaking out and trying to explain himself.
Can I be nitpicky for a second?
Sure.
Is groping the same as smacking?
I guess not technically.
Okay, because I know I've seen this move now from him being, you know, well, he smacked her butt on his way by, which is what happened, to the headlines all over the place are now describing this guy as the groper. And I don't know, maybe it's just in my own head, but I think of a grope as a little more, I mean, not that, again, it makes a practical difference in what he's accused of, but it just in terms of accuracy, it changed. And I want to know why it changed to the fact that everybody's saying he groped her now.
I have no idea why it changed. Okay, I don't know.
Sorry,
I honestly have no idea.
I think it means something. I'm just not entirely sure what. So we're agreed, though, that it's not really a grope necessarily.
I guess not.
The same thing.
I guess it's not. I don't know why media covering it chose to call him a groper.
Yeah,
more importantly, he is speaking out
now.
His name is Tommy Calloway. And if you missed this, this was over the weekend. So she's just doing a live report, and it's on a race that is happening behind her. This is in Savannah, Georgia. She was out covering a run, and a guy comes up, and he's not... naturally just passing by her. He has to come out kind of from out of nowhere, and
right.
She's live on camera, and he comes up and he smacks her, gropes her, whatever. He touches her in a way that he shouldn't.
And then just continues running as though nothing had ever happened.
And she's kind of stunned, but recovers and keeps going. And someone who had been watching this on television put the video out of what happened, and then she sees it and she tweets about it and says, "This is humiliating. This is not appropriate." Police investigate. This guy's pretty easy to track down, by the way, because it's on camera and the internet wanted to find him, and they did. Police are leaving it up to the reporter to decide whether she is going to press charges. So far, we haven't heard that yet. There's obvious evidence of what happened.
Right.
So she certainly, if she wanted to, she certainly could. So now this guy has been found and he has put out a statement. His name is Tommy Calloway. He told Inside Edition in an interview released Tuesday. In fact, if we could find this interview, that would be great. I was caught up in the moment, he said. I was getting ready to bring my hands up and wave to the camera, to the audience. There was a misjudge in character and decision making. I touched her back. I didn't know exactly where I touched her.
Okay.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know that anybody's buying that one.
John, do you generally know where the certain parts of a woman's body are?
I like to think I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
do
most men generally have an idea of the difference between the back and the butt?
I would think that, yeah, that's right. And by the way, I've never in my life seen a guy run by and smack a woman on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's generally not
that's not where you aim. Thing. It's not a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. So he is a 43-year-old father of two who also serves as a church youth minister and Boy Scout leader, according
Great.
To Inside Edition.
Role model.
When asked to respond to the reporter, because this is what she had tweeted out afterward, to the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better. When asked to respond to the reporter, Calloway said, quote, I totally agree 100% with her statement. And the two most important words were her last two words, do better. And that's my intention. He said he didn't see her reaction he said he didn't see her facial reaction after he hit her. So now we're using the word hit. And if he had, I would have felt embarrassed and ashamed and stopped and turned around to apologize to her. Okay. She gave an interview on CBS This Morning this week and said he tried to make contact with the station that she works for and was saying that his intentions were not to hurt me, that he didn't intend to do it. She said, I'm not really going to debate that because he did hurt me. Yeah, making the excuses for it doesn't make it go away.
Right, right. You know? And as I said before, I don't know that anybody's going to buy that anyway. I everything that he says seems aimed at diminishing his own responsibility for this.
CYA.
Yeah.
It's all about trying to avoid criminal charges.
And if that's what you're doing, then why should I believe anything you say? Why should I believe that you're sorry for what you did if all you're going to do is say, well, it was just a misjudgment of character. No, it was a lot more than that, dude. And this idea of, well, I was going to go over and just wave at the camera and then my hand just smacked her butt. I don't know what happened. Come on.
No one buys that.
You're a child.
No one buys that.
You're acting like a child.
And he's got two kids.
Right.
He's a Boy Scout leader, for crying out loud. Like, what example are you setting for the boys that you lead and for your children at home by doing this?
Yep.
I think, and it's at its best, this is immature, you know, and for him saying, I just got caught up in the moment, you're 43.
Yep.
You know, like no better than that. And again, I think what gets lost here is that they feel like that just because this is, you know, live TV and you're trying to be funny, it's okay.
Yeah.
If this was at work and this was anybody else at work,
You're fired. Immediately. There's no question. There's no debate. There's nothing.
And there would be a question about criminal behavior.
Right.
You know, he didn't just come up and tap her.
And that's another thing. This idea of I got caught up in the moment. I'm trying to put myself in the position of a moment I could get caught up in that would make me smack the butt of a woman I've never met. I'm pretty sure that situation doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
I was caught up in the moment.
It's a lame excuse.
Yep.
And I hope she files charges. I think the way to stop people from doing this and thinking like it's okay is to start putting consequences in place for behavior like that. Again, he's a Boy Scout leader.
Right.
Like, what message does that send to the boys that are in his troop?
Well, let me ask you this, because a texter just texted in, you know, along these same lines and then said, I hope she presses charges. So does his behavior after the fact mean anything to you? If it were you that this happened to, would his behavior now, the fact that he's trying to diminish his own responsibility and saying things that aren't really an apology but kind of sound like, does it make a difference?
I don't know what explanation you could give.
Does it make you feel worse about it, though, is what I'm getting to?
I don't know. It doesn't really make me feel any differently about it. I don't know what excuse you could give that would make me think differently about the action. You know, I'm trying to think of what explanation he could give that wouldn't be completely lame that would make me think this is more okay. You know what I mean? Oh, there's nothing he could say.
That's not what I mean. Is there anything that would make you feel that his behavior is worse? I mean, is he digging his hole deeper by saying the things that he says? Because in my mind, he is.
I don't know, from a prosecutor's standpoint, if his explanation is going to matter.
Then don't say anything. It would be my advice.
Totally, absolutely. Yeah. The correct PR advice is shut up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're not going to win this. Just don't talk.
And prosecutors aren't going to care about, well, and frankly, it's going to be up to her, sounds like they're ready to go. It sounds like if she wants to press charges, they've got the visual evidence that a crime was committed. This is up to her. If I'm her, saying you didn't mean to or you didn't know the difference between my butt and my back doesn't help. Like, again, you are, you know, a youth pastor. You know, this is you're in a leadership position in which I hate this because it's, what are those boys going to think? You know, if it's just a lapse in judgment or if it's just you trying to be funny or getting caught up in the moment, it's okay to do whatever you want. No. To me, that doesn't make it okay.
Right. And I'm not going to read the entire thing and dignify it, but to the person who just texted in and ended the text with, it's not criminal, you're wrong. Yes, it is.
Why do you think it's not criminal? 22980 or 5767798. Give me a logical explanation for why you think this is not, and I don't know what it is, battery. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
In Georgia, it's battery. Missouri doesn't make a distinction. Missouri calls everything assault, whether it's a threat or an action.
Why do you feel like this isn't a crime? Because he was just trying to be funny? Again, he inappropriately touched someone else who was at work. Yep. I mean, what if this was a coworker? Would you think it was a crime then? Because, and I'm not trying to pick on the texter. I don't have the text line open. You do. You're not the first person to say that. And when we talked about this a couple of days ago, there were people who said this wasn't criminal. Although I'll tell you, you're in the minority, which should tell you something, because on something like this, I would think we would have more people saying this is not criminal, especially right. on the text line.
Well, the law is clear.
You are in the minority of people that think this isn't criminal, but your opinion is valid, and I'm curious for the explanation of it. Why do you think this isn't a crime? Because we can talk about that, whether it's a crime. We'll take more of your calls and your texts coming up next. Mary, hang on the line. We'll get to you right after the break. It's 10:14 on KMBZ.
I was getting ready to bring my hands up and wave to the camera and to the audience. And there was a misjudge in character and decision-making. I touched her back. I did not know exactly where I touched her.
That's Tommy Calloway. He is the guy that is seen on a video that's been viewed 10 million times now. He missed her back. I don't know if he thought it was her back. I don't know if he knows the difference, I guess, between her back and her butt. But he hit her butt, Alex Bajarian's butt, while she was covering a run in Savannah, Georgia. She's a reporter for WSAV, and that video went viral over the weekend. In a tweet about it on Saturday, she shared, "To the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better." As you heard, he said he was caught up in the moment. He was getting ready to bring his hands up and wave to the camera. Misjudging character, I touched her back. I didn't know exactly where I touched her. She has heard his comments and has not decided whether to accept his apology. Police are aware of what happened. They've got the video, and they're basically leaving it up to her on whether to press charges, and it sounds like she has not made that decision yet. He is a married father of two. He is a youth pastor and a Boy Scout leader.
As far as the legal aspect of this, I've got the statute pulled up in front of me right now. This is from the Georgia state statutes. Of course, this happened in the Atlanta area. And according to Georgia statutes, as far as sexual offenses under sexual battery, it reads as follows. For the purposes of this code section, the term intimate parts means the primary genital area, anus, groin, inner thighs, or buttocks of a male or female, and the breasts of a female. Section B says, a person commits the offense of sexual battery when he or she intentionally makes physical contact with the intimate parts of the body of another person without the consent of that person. Period.
Not knowing the difference between a back and a butt, not a good excuse.
Nope.
Doesn't let that one go.
Nope, exactly. So is it legal? No, it is not.
And again, it would... What if he was doing this to a coworker, yeah. another pastor at the church?
Right.
He would be fired for sure, because that's criminal. But some of you are saying it's not, that he shouldn't be charged. I'm curious to know the explanations.
We'll go to the phones, and Mary in Kansas City up first. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for holding on.
Mary's putting the dishes away.
Hello, Mary.
Looks okay, like we'll get back to Mary in just a couple of minutes. So we'll let her get back to the phone and call us back. Olathe, maybe, where Steve is standing by. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So at the end of her message, she says, "Do better." And now I'm not condoning any of these acts. You know, it's not good to do this.
Sure.
However, you know, she says, "Do better," and he's come out. We haven't tracked him down. We haven't tried to, you know, put out a bulletin on him. You know. He's come out and he's apologized for it. And what kind of person is she if she doesn't accept the apology? He has said, "I'm sorry." And I think that he's sincere about it. I'm sorry.
I think he's trying to avoid being criminally charged.
But what kind of person is she if she does not accept the apology?
Can I ask, what difference does it make what kind of person she is? She didn't commit a crime here.
You know what? He's saying that I'm sorry. He's coming out, he's admitting his wrong, and he's saying that he's sorry. Bottom line.
Well, Stephen, do you think he should be charged?
Do I think that he should be charged?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that he should go back to this person and have a heartfelt, personal apology and, you know, maybe do something nice for her.
Like what?
Maybe do something to counteract this measure. Maybe, like, by volunteering his time at a women's shelter or something that fits the crime.
I think a criminal charge fits the crime. If I were a woman in that position, I don't want to have a heart to heart with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any more of your explanation for what you did. Not knowing the difference between my butt and my back is not a good thing to say. Ignorance doesn't make it okay.
Not to mention jails are full of guys who want to say they're sorry for what they did. That doesn't mean we let them out.
Right. Yeah. Volunteering at a women's shelter is great. He can do that anyway. You know,
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for getting in. I just, yeah, I don't see that as being, what kind of person is she if she doesn't accept the apology?
Yeah. What kind of person is he? Thank you.
For smacking the butt of a woman he doesn't know. And if we're going to play that game, I think she wins.
Yeah. I think, again, if I'm her, I don't feel like it's my job to accept or not accept the apology. That I don't feel the need to be a good person or not a good person, nor should I be judged that way.
Okay, well, here's I guess the flip of that question. Can she accept the apology and still press charges?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, both things can be true,
sure,
right?
Absolutely. So, I accept your apology,
but
you deserve to be punished for what you did. I appreciate that you're sorry.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of murderers apologize to the families in court. They still do time for what they did. So, sure, she can do both if she'd like.
Somebody asked for the statute to be read again. The important part of it is a person commits the offense of sexual battery when he or she intentionally makes physical contact with the intimate parts of the body of another person without the consent of that person. And intimate parts does cover the part that he smacked.
Even if he didn't know what it was.
Right.
Which I don't believe for a second. I believe maybe he did get caught up in the moment. Maybe he was trying to be funny and thought it wasn't going to be that big of a deal. And quite frankly, the way that we start making sure people know this is a big deal is by treating it like it's a big deal.
Well, right. And at this point, honestly, I don't know who doesn't know that's a big deal.
Well, but it's you say that, John, but it is, I think there is still a culture of people, as we're hearing, who think it shouldn't be a big deal.
I agree. I agree that they think it shouldn't be, but they know it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're fighting against it and sitting there and raging against it isn't going to make it any difference. Society does not. Society did, at a point while I was breathing on this planet, accept this kind of thing.
Right.
And if a woman complained about it, she was told to, you know, shut up and go into the corner, honey. You'll be fine,
yeah,
sweetie. And that kind of derisive language was out there, and it isn't that way anymore. It is not accepted, and sitting there pretending that it still is doesn't make it so.
And again, he's a leader of boys.
Yeah.
So let's send the right message to the next generation of boys.
Right.
Let's get some more calls up on here.
Well, why don't we? How about John in Kansas City up next? Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, you know, my thoughts on this are everybody makes mistakes, and sometimes we may touch a coworker or something inappropriately, but the difference here is that, you know, when that happens, there's an immediate apology. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry I accidentally ran into you. I'm so sorry.
Right.
That didn't happen here. So based on your reading of the statute, it seems to me that it was intentional and that he should be criminally charged.
Yeah, John, and I'm going to tell you, I think most women and most men know the difference between, you know, accidentally brushing up against someone at work and that not being criminal and smacking someone's butt. You know, I think most of us know the difference.
I agree.
You know, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. How about D in Kansas City next? Hello, D.
Hello, D. Oh,
man, that's too bad.
Good point there, too.
Two women and neither one of them made it onto the air. I would really love to hear from more women on this. And just the kinds of things that you've had to deal with in the past. I mean, is it better than it was?
Yeah, I would be curious to know from perhaps women that are older than I am, who have been around the workplace a little more. And not everyone's had that experience, although Dana Wright has told a lot of stories about being in that position of being a TV reporter who's out doing a live shot and people are trying to be funny. It's one thing to just wave and mug for the camera. That's fine.
Right.
You know, whatever. But when you feel like it's okay to touch a stranger in a place, you know, I think most of us should know that that's wrong.
Well, right. And even as much as we said, you know, societally, it may have been more acceptable in years past. These sexual battery statutes, they're not new.
Right.
They weren't written 5 years ago. They've been on the books forever. It's just that they weren't enforced like they should have been all along.
We got a lot of lines ringing now. Hang in there. Ketz will get to you here during news. It's 10:28. More of your comments up next. Mark's in the newsroom. 10:33 here, continuing our conversation about a guy named Thomas Callaway. He is the one seen on a video that's been viewed 10 million times now, smacking the butt of a TV reporter in Savannah, Georgia for WSAV. She was covering a run, and he takes quite a bit of effort to cross over to her, and he smacks her on the butt. And he has spoken out now. I don't know if that was the wisest decision, but he's spoken out now and given some interviews about it. He's apologized, said he didn't know the difference between her back and her butt, didn't know exactly what he had touched, didn't see her reaction on her face, and said if he had, he would have apologized right away. Still debating whether criminal charges are going to be filed here, and it seems like that's going to be up to her. So we're taking your calls and see what you think.
Let's go back to it, and Dave in Kansas City is up next. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great.
Fantastic.
Great, love your show. I had just one different kind of, not necessarily a different view, but just wanted to raise the question. What if it was a male reporter and another male that came up and groped him on the butt while he was on the screen there, with a male runner came by and said maybe he was even gay and did that. Would that be just so easily brushed off? That boys being boys at that point, I guess.
By definition, it's the same thing.
Right.
And you won't tell from looking at him whether he's gay. And I don't know if it matters.
Yeah.
So to me, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, there is a, and thanks, Dave, for the call. I think there is a component to this where, we're a little more possibly quick to defend somebody who is a woman. That may not be the right thing, but I think it does exist. But yeah, in that situation, by definition, it isn't any different at all. The genders of anybody involved are not covered by the statute, nor should they be.
And again, we'll...
And we have seen that happen.
Yeah.
Where male reporters have been groped, kissed, whatever.
Absolutely.
While they're on camera because somebody thinks it's funny. And yeah, it's still criminal.
Yeah. And the way that we'll send the message more that it's unacceptable is to prosecute it.
Right.
You know, you start to send the message that we're not going to let it go.
That's an interesting point because at this point, it's her decision.
Yeah.
Do you think it's incumbent on her to go ahead with this?
So she can't win, as we talked about before, because if she doesn't press charges, then you're going to have people, quite frankly, like me that might be saying, you had an opportunity here to send the message that this isn't okay. And by not pressing charges, you are sort of allowing for it to continue to happen.
So you think she has a responsibility?
I think she does. Okay. Not just a responsibility, but I think she doesn't owe anybody else anything. But I think a crime was committed against her. I'd be filing charges. On the other hand, you're going to have people that are saying, you know, that are going to say she's a poor sport or she should, you know, grow up, it wasn't that big of a deal.
And she still has a job to do.
Right.
And a public persona to protect in that town.
And needs to be taken seriously in that job.
Yep.
And I don't think she can win either way. And I think because she can't win, file charges. I mean, do the right thing to defend yourself. Don't worry about everybody else. But it that is the way that we send the message that this isn't okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, you'll hear, and granted, this is not comparing apples to apples at all. It's another convenient crime. But you'll hear police officers a lot of times express frustration over domestic violence because they'll get somebody, they'll get a domestic violence incident, and then somebody, you know, weeks later decides not to press charges. And they'll say, you know, this would be a lot easier to do, and it would be a lot easier to, you know, hold people to account for what they do if the victims would go ahead and press charges. Charges at that point.
Well, I think we're talking about two completely different things.
Absolutely.
Domestic violence is so complicated, and you're dealing with kids, and you're protecting your kids, and there's such a mind game that is involved in that with victims, and you
completely agree.
Victims come to think that they can't survive without their abuser. I mean, it's such a psychological game that is involved in that. But the more that we prosecute it, the more it becomes acceptable to prosecute. You know, the more that people feel empowered to press charges because there's more of you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Off to, where are we headed to? How about Stella up next with us in Leavenworth? Hello, Stella.
Hello.
What's up?
I was just listening to your show, and my opinion is that definitely she should go ahead and prosecute. This is just not acceptable behavior. And I feel like he definitely did do this on purpose. He did this in front of a camera. He did this so that people, for attention, so that others would see it, and in the camaraderie or whatever, it's just not acceptable behavior.
Totally agree.
Well said. Very well said, Stella.
Thanks a lot, Stella. How about Linwood next? Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, these guys that are defending this guy's actions, I'm wondering, should that happen to one of their daughters? Do they tell their daughters it's okay because the guy was just caught up in the moment?
Yeah, right. Just get over it.
That's a great point.
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Is that my daughter? No.
Yep.
I would be encouraging her to press charges.
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, why? Yes.
Why? Because it's wrong. You don't do that to another person.
You make it seem so simple, Gary.
Right. Well, yeah.
It is.
It's simple. It's simple. Just don't do it. You know, yeah, he can say he's sorry. Well, he's sorry because they found out who he is.
Right. pretty quickly. Yeah, when you do it on television, people are going to find out who you are.
Oh, yeah, real quick, yeah. That's all I had to say.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, appreciate it. And he's exactly right. It is simple. This is, it's not a complex thing. Mm-hmm. There's a real simplicity at the end of this. But, you know, that idea of trying to make an apology and trying to do the right thing, whether or not he did, again, very debatable. But it has echoes to something we're going to talk about a little bit later this morning.
Let's get another call on here. Why not? Diane's been hanging on the line from Cleveland. Hi, Diane.
Hi, I'm not really from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm from Cleveland, Missouri.
Oh, Cleveland.
And you called it Missouri.
Yeah. And you know, there was a very high-ranking man that talked about grabbing a woman by her front part, and he got away with it, and he was the president.
And we didn't say it. You did.
Yep. No. And that's illegal, too. Right.
And he called it locker room talk, but that's the old boy camp. And I taught my 3 sons that you don't mess with a girl unless you're married to her, and you better not be mean when you mess with her.
Yeah,
but you gotta sleep sometime.
Diane sounds so deceiving.
I love the implicit threat there. For me. She sounds so nice.
She's so conniving.
Diane, thank you.
She sounds so sweet.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was saying to John off the air, because it's not, unfortunately, guys like this do things and it kind of sours the mood sometimes. But, excuse me, I was telling John, I have worked in a male-dominated industry. Okay, radio is a male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. And I've worked
especially
in it,
talk radio.
Especially talk radio. For half of my life. I mean, since I was 19, for half of my life. I work around men, and maybe there's a little bit of talk, you know, whatever. You don't realize there's a woman in the room or whatever. But I have never, ever, in 20-whatever years, been inappropriately touched at work. Not even close. I mean, not even brushed up against. And the reason I say that because I think people know the difference between right and wrong. I think I say that as an example of, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's the norm. I don't think it's, you know, and so I think people do know that that's not okay to do. And I think you do have control of your actions. That's why this guy's explanation makes me crazy.
Yeah. And it, wow. I'm trying to figure out exactly how far I should go with this because it's such a strange world, especially because in years past, and I mean, we're talking, you know, 20 years gone now, there were things that I saw happen in radio stations that in any other workplace in the world would just be, it would immediately be fireable offenses.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that stuff. But none of it was non-consensual. You know what I mean? It's like I never saw anybody grab somebody or you know, this is not defending the behavior that happened.
Well, no,
believe
but can
me.
I ask you, how do you know it, how do you know that the person that, how do you know that everybody was on board? Because sometimes, now I have had this happen, not at work,
uh-huh,
but I've had it happen where you're in a weird situation, like let's say at a bar, you know, or something like that, where, excuse me, you don't see it coming. You know, someone might grab you or something like that.
Right.
You didn't have the opportunity to consent or to be like, stop, don't do that, because
yes,
it just happens in a flash.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
You know?
I'm talking about when clothes came off, they came off because,
oh, got it. Yeah.
You know, because everybody was into it. And no, I wasn't asked to participate, but that's another story for another day. So, but yeah, it's the kind of things you see happen. But yeah, there was never a time when I had a worry, you know what I mean, about anybody that I worked with. And worry about them, you know, being assaulted or being groped or whatever. It just wasn't how it was.
And if we're becoming a little more aware about the language that we use at work, I think that's okay.
Yep.
If we're in a time where, you know, we're having to think a little bit first about what we say, men and women, I think that's okay. You know, I've never been inappropriately touched, but for sure comments have been made to me that I thought, well, and it's been, you know, from bosses. I've had male bosses that have said things where I'm like, wow, that's, you know, that crosses a line,
yeah.
You know, I think it's okay that we're becoming a little more cognizant of that now. And
sure,
if positive changes come out of that, that's okay. But, you know, this guy's explanation sometimes makes you feel like, God, we're getting nowhere. You know, we're getting nowhere.
Progress is slow.
One more call.
Yeah, we can do that. How break? About Kansas City next? Hello, Mary.
Hi. I'm the one that put the dishes away.
Okay. I'm glad you called back. What's up?
Well, you know what, I feel for him because being caught up in the moment,
and, you know, maybe not having great control over his arm, you know, with the other hand. But what I'm saying is, because of the life that he has that you're letting us know, why there were cameras, there's people, why would anyone jeopardize his livelihood for a perverted, whatever they're trying to say he did? I don't think it was intentional. And you know, I do some reviewing with myself. I'm getting caught up and running up to people or grabbing them and hitting maybe the wrong area, not meaning to, you know, and I just wish they wouldn't over make him out to be a perverted criminal, because that's what it kind of sounds like.
But I think he is a criminal. I think he committed a crime. I mean, we can debate the use of the word perverted, but he is a criminal.
Okay, but it still wasn't intentional.
Doesn't matter. We charge people all the time for things that weren't intentional. You know what? I don't agree with that. I think it was intentional. I mean, he certainly walked up to her. Maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't thought out, but it wasn't an accident that he smacked her butt.
Maybe, and you know, we all know that our backs go from the shoulders all the way to the tailbone, whatever. But I'm just saying, I don't think it was a criminal act. You know, why jeopardize your life over someone's behind to grab not even a second touch?
Because he didn't think she would press charges. Yeah. That's why.
I don't think he even thought that out that well.
And I think that's the problem.
Right, he should have.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is the, well, I won't get in trouble for it, you know.
Yeah, but to be running up and seeing the camera crew, we're going to be on TV, hey, good job. You know, maybe that was the intention too. You know, I'm here, I'm excited, I'm running, you're filming it. Hey, great job.
Then wave to the camera, but don't touch a stranger.
You know, people today don't want to be touched or hugged or anything. But
this wasn't a hug.
I think he should be persecuted and his life ruined over this ass touching, which meant to be on the back or the hip. Whether.
Yeah,
well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary. I'm going to be honest. It hurts a little bit to hear those kind of comments coming from a woman. That's excusing behavior that is not okay. That's saying, you know, well, he didn't mean to. I mean, that's the kind of thing that people will say to defend rapists. You know, he didn't mean to. You know, don't ruin his life over this. Well, you're 43 years old.
Yeah.
Think before you do it.
Right.
I don't know what he'll get. I don't know what kind of time he'll get. The questions that are going through my mind now are, should this guy be keeping his job as a Boy Scout leader and as a pastor in a church? You know, if you're that caught up in the moment that you can't keep your hands to yourself
from running a race.
Right.
I mean, he didn't win the Super Bowl.
Are those, you know, leadership positions that you should still have?
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee you, if he's charged, those organizations are looking at him.
Well, I mean, again, his own words are what's not helping here. I mean, nothing that he said was helpful, but he did say that it was a misjudgment of character.
No kidding.
Or something like that.
No joke.
Okay, so a misjudgment of character from a guy who's a Boy Scout leader.
Right.
How about not having misjudgments of character if you're a Boy Scout leader and a youth minister?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be in a position where you don't have those?
Like, what are you teaching those boys then? You know, and you have kids at home. Are they girls or boys? You know, what do you have at home? Thanks to everybody who got in on this one. We appreciate it. We may come back to this one a little bit later.
More to do.
10:47 here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.